This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Can you see by the dawn's early light, oh, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets
morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number three already on this Sunday morning. All right, let's run down Baffin Bay Way and let's check in with Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to. Good morning, Rihanna. What's going on?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm feeling kind of tired this morning, actually.
Are you? You've been grinding.
Yeah. Can you believe it's been a week gone by already? It seemed just like we were talking on the phone
just
yesterday.
The other day, huh?
It's crazy how fast time is flying by. I mean,
it does when you're busy.
Course, yeah, I always say it. Time goes by when you're having fun. But this week was pretty interesting. I actually went down to Mansfield, kind of midweek. This past week, fish Baffin, of course, and Mansfield this week. So was able to see two different worlds in one small week. So you can probably hear in my voice, I'm a little tired this morning. It always catches up to me at the end of the week. Oh, yes. And a mom.
Well, that too. Part, too. That's the biggest part.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah. When I get home, my baby girl, she wants to do arts and crafts, and she wants to play, and she wants to go here and there, and I'm like, okay, baby, let's go. I'll take you somewhere, you know. Being gone and being on the water, when I get off the water, I feel like I owe it to her, you know,
well,
for
yeah,
being gone.
They're just demanding. They hadn't seen their mommy all day. We got to play.
Yes.
We got to roll.
Yes. Yep. Sometimes leaving in the morning, you know, she'll wake up. She's like, Mom, where are you going? I'm like, baby, I'm going fishing this morning. And she's like, okay, I'll see you later. And sometimes that's the hardest part about working in general, you know, just
yeah.
leaving your
who keeps your
baby.
Daughter, your mom?
No, my husband does.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes, yeah, he watches her whenever I go to work. So, yeah, she'll be 5 on October 5th. She's got a birthday coming up, so we've been planning a little party for her. But, yeah, it's man, this week did a lot of fishing, cleaned a lot of fish, cleaned a lot of fish in Port Mansfield. The trout bite's phenomenal down there. I mean, phenomenal.
Really?
That's, a lot
well,
of
I've been hearing some people talking about they've been to Mansfield and did good.
Yes, so. Yes. Yeah, it's worth it, man. If you're looking to get on a good bite, gosh, it's... And they're hitting soft plastics on the lower column.
Mm-hmm.
Floating grass is not too bad. Later in the day, it gets bad, but early in the mornings, it's not as bad, depending on where you go, of course.
Yeah.
If you're way up on the East Flats, way up shallow, you can get away with throwing top waters.
Mm-hmm.
But further you get out to that just thick grass, deeper, you know, 2.5-3 feet, which is about where they are. Those trout are still out deep.
Yeah.
I know I talked about it a couple weeks ago when I had gone down there.
That's funny how terminology is 2 to 3 feet's shallow here, and down there it's deep.
It's deep. I know it. Yeah, that's it's not. It's wadeable for folks who are a little bit taller, but for someone like me, I couldn't wade in something like that. It would be difficult for me. So we typically will drift and structure that deep.
Right.
And so,
right.
Of course, this week we had a little frontal system that kind of made its way through, brought a lot of storms, a lot of rain, which we've been getting rain. Seems like every week we get rain. Sometime within the week we get a little shower.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been great. It's been, I never curse the rain, never. If it rains, it rains, and I won't ever complain about it. You know, it's because I've seen weeks where we're begging for rain, months where we're pleading for some rainfall. So always blessed to have some rainfall in our region, which helps stabilize everything. You know, our air
yeah.
temperatures. Salinity levels and so it just helps keep everything flushed thoroughly, but anyways, yeah, Mansfield, you can tell I'm itching to get back down there, you know. And so if I get an opportunity to go down there, promote some trips down there, I'd do it because I know it's coming up with that little cold front that came through. That cooler wind, cooler air temperature, a little overcast. I was like, man, I just can't wait till winter. I think a lot of folks are yearning for some cooler temperatures and cooler conditions for that type of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now we're still working our lures real fast. We're still throwing a lot of soft plastics. We're still throwing topwaters. And right now, because we haven't had a whole lot of wind, the wind will pick up sometimes later in the afternoon, but it's been pretty steady. It hasn't been anything, you know, it hasn't been blowing 20 plus. It's
right.
been pretty steady. So a lot of those fish seem like they're on the upper column. And so throwing topwaters in the morning, man, they're coming up. They're coming up on that upper column. So double D's, you know, the suspending twitch baits, top waters, even on soft plastics. I can't tell you how many times this week when I was retrieving my lure and it was on the upper column, I had trout come up and pop at it and missed them, you know. And that was that happened in Mansfield. That also happened in Baffin this week too. They did that. You know, when they start doing that, it's like, man, they even throw in a soft diner, one of those little shallow divers up on the upper column. But still, those lures are a little bit slower paced. And right now I'm still working lures really fast.
Yeah.
So switching over to something like that for me is like a culture shock. I'm like, man, I'm not quite ready to switch over to something that slow paced quite yet. You know, we're still throwing rat tails. We're throwing paddle tails, you know. And I know that this is, you know, we had talked, some of my clients this week, we started talking a lot about lures, and colors and, you know, profiles. I know that these days there's so many different genres, yeah, various colors, profiles, brands, and it's like, man, you know, sometimes you only need two or three lures. I mean, here lately in my box, I may have several lures in case they just aren't biting on a certain profile, but it's one profile that I've been throwing, and I always throw what works. And one of my clients, she pulled in a solid fish on this lure, I don't know, a couple months ago. And it's green. It's got purple flake in it. It's called Pothole Pimp. It's Coastal Brew Bait. And it's a rat tail. I think it's a 6-inch. And you know me, I haven't thrown Coastal Brew Bait much. I'm more of a mirror lure girl. I'd love Little Johns, and you know, I would last year I was throwing soft irons all year round, you know. I was throwing Corky Devils, you know, all year round. But when I, you know, one of my clients, she was right next to me and we were fishing side by side, and she was just, I mean, bringing them in one by one, you know, 5-pounder, 7-pounder, you know, solid fours, and I wasn't catching a whole lot. And I looked over to her, I said, "You got another one of those lures?" And she gave me one. And so, sure enough, you know, that color in Baffin, you know, Baffin's a little bit chalkier, and you know, that real green water, that darker profile, and any kind of darker profile does really well in Baffin. But that color there, that profile of just, you know, when I throw something for a while, I start to get confident with it. And I'll stick with it for a while until I switch to something else and stick a toad on that one. Then I'll throw that other lure in the bag, you know. It's funny how that cycle goes. And for me, and I know everybody's different, I'm real hard-headed and kind of stubborn when it comes to lure selection. You know, if something's working for me, I'll stick to it for a while.
Why not?
I know it. And so, and I've been throwing Little Johns here lately, watermelon red. But it's just, it didn't seem like it's what they wanted. That in Mansfield, that's all we threw. My guys and myself, I rigged them up with that Pothole Pimp color. It's green with that purple flake, and that's what we caught all of our fish on. Same thing here in Baffin, a lot of trout on that color. But when, you know, sometimes I'll just kind of drop it in the water in front of me, and it just, man, it's when that sun comes out, it illuminates that purple
flake
really pretty. And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes that little trigger in those baits make a big difference. And I'll tell you this, you know, top waters, certain colors, we've been throwing black, we've been throwing pink, we've been throwing, you know, kind of a bone color with orange at the bottom, kind of at the chin area, a lot of she dogs. But the one specific she dog that's been working really well is the redhead Well, it looks like it's just been dipped. The head's been dipped in red paint, and it's got white on the back and chrome on the sides. That one there for the last about 3 weeks has been providing us with some really solid strikes. And even early in the mornings when there's no wind, you know, a lot of my guys are like, man, I want to throw one of those, but I'm afraid it's too aggressive. You know, the she-dogs, they make some noise. They can be really loud, especially when there's no wind and it's calm. And I always say, well, here's how I look at it. I'm looking for an aggressive bite. You know, and those big trout, they will go after it. They'll absolutely go for it. And so, sure enough, yesterday I threw that top water, and it was calm. We had a little north wind. It was shifting. It would shift from the northwest, and it would go back to north, and it would shift back out of the northeast, and eventually shifted to the east. But in the morning, we were able to get up on a shoreline where there's a little bit of grass, a grass line. Yeah. It was going to be to our right, and so we were walking parallel to it. A lot of bait, just in Baffin, so it's so plentiful right now with bait fish. So yeah, I thought, man,
I couldn't believe all the bait I've seen the last couple of years down there. Let me knock this break out, Rihanna. Hang on a second. I'll be right back at you. All right.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show at 6:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back. Thanks for holding.
All righty, Mickey.
You know, you were mentioning that what we call the Woody pattern, you know, white body with a red head, you know, like an old Mirror Lure days and all that. This time of year, that bait would really produce big time and some nice big trout on it and that color scheme, especially when our water was real clean. And for whatever reason, that white body with a silver flash and a red head, whether you're throwing a mirror or what have you, always produce day in and day out this time of year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's been one of the top producing colors that we've been throwing the last, like I said, last month. And matter of fact, yesterday, they wore out all the chrome on one side of that lure. So one of my clients, she calls it a hothead lure. And that it is. It's a hothead. It's just a good trigger color that's got at that. I don't know what they see as what they see in color schemes, you know, what trout actually see visually as far as colors, but whatever they see for the color red, I'm sure they indicate it with blood, you know. So when they see that, all they see is a silhouette. Of course, when it's really bright, like it was yesterday, clear, the water was it was pretty clear. I could see my wading boots walking through that water, and it was, you know, hard sand, sandy bottoms. So it was a little chalky, but it's still clear enough to be able to see. You know, that reflection, that silhouette with that hothead, man. I chunked that lure for a long time yesterday, and my guy yesterday and I, we were looking for a good bite. We weren't looking for big numbers of fish. We were looking for a couple good bites. And so we worked for it. We fished hard for it. We fished till about 3 yesterday. And this was mid morning, maybe about 10:30. And so we had been fishing hard already in the morning. The wind had shifted around on us. It was kind of coming from the southeast. And then it started shifting back, started coming from the northeast. So we made a move so we could start fishing with the wind. And so I had actually switched over. I was throwing that top water first thing in the morning for a long time, switched over to a plastic, didn't catch nothing on plastic. But the guy that was fishing with me, he kept throwing top water. He was getting blowups way up shallow. And I was like, man, he was like, Cap, I'm getting blowups over here. I was like, all right, I'm going to switch over. So I switched over to that, mirror lure, red and white, and, got a big bite before caught that big trout. It was a good slot trout. Most of the slot trout are real hefty, really healthy. They've got weight to them. They've got that real defined lateral line. They're eating well right now. They've got plenty of food.
Well, you got so much bait now. You know, years past, you'll see it, you know, thin bait years, the fish are thin
right.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, and these trout are they're eating well, which is really great to see. I think it's going to lead us into a really spectacular winter. Honestly, you know, if that grass continues to stay there, it's going to hold that bait and it's going to hold those fish throughout winter. And that's going to make for a really, really fantastic winter. But anyways, like, you know, I'd switched to that soft plastic and wasn't getting nothing. And I switched back to that hothead, and sure enough, there she was. I mean, it was calm, little, it was blown out of the north, but it wasn't enough to, just little ripples, you know. And she came up and smacked it. I mean, just like a car battery dropped from the sky. And I said, I looked over at my guy. I said, man, this is a good one. I said, this is the one we've been waiting for. And pulled her up. She was about six and a half, six and three quarters,
nice
28 inches. Yeah. Solid fish, and fully commit. I mean, just a full commit to it. And I always tell my guys this. I said, look, you know, these top waters, they are aggressive. They're loud. They're bold. Those she dogs, I mean, they rattle. They make
some
noise.
They are.
Yeah, there's nothing soft about them. I mean, even when you throw them, you can throw them a mile, and as soon as they hit that water, I mean, you can hear it from a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
I always tell my guys, I'm looking for an aggressive bite. It's an aggressive lure, looking for an aggressive bite. So they always promote that bite that we're looking for. And it did the trick for us yesterday. we lost several good fish yesterday. Matter of fact, one of them was later, about 2:30 to 2:45 in the afternoon. And my guy, he lost one right at him, throwing in grass, throwing up shallow in the grass and pulling it back. He thought it was a red at first. It wasn't really quite acting like it. It was real sluggish later in the day, real hot. Yeah. I said, man, they'll do that. They'll just drag on bottom. They'll drag through that grass. And sure enough, I think she had dragged through some grass. And when that lure popped out of her mouth, we saw it. I saw silver and I saw them specks. He saw the specks too when she got off. And I was like, oh man, my heart always breaks for my guys whenever that happens. I'm like, you know what? This later in the day, they don't fully commit to the bite. Some will, some won't. They're just, you know, they just so happen to see a little opportunity running right past them while they're sitting up in that grass seeking some shelter from the sun. They'll go for it, but it won't be a fully committed bite like it will be early in the morning when it's a little bit cooler up there. You know, I'd imagine they're up there kind of seeking shelter from that sun. They're tucked in that grass, and you run it right over them, they'll just barely grab it. And she might have been hooked like up in the upper lip, or, you know, and then of course he had some grass on that barb of that hook. So it wasn't a whole big clump. It was just enough to, you know, cause a little bit of room for error or right in that hook set. And I said, man, it's tough when that happens. You know, this late in the day, they're not fully committing to a bite. You caught that fish at a bad time, you know, when she was resting up there. I mean, I've caught fish like that later in the day. They're just sitting on bottom. You know, they're not quite moving around. They're not really looking for anything, but you put something in front of their nose, it looks persuasive. They'll just kind of barely grab it and put it in their mouth. You know, it's not a big old just thump grab. Sure. It's just like a real subtle. And so they barely have it. And when you set that hook, there it goes. It flings right out of their mouth. But that just, then like I said, that was about 2:45, between 2:30 and 2:45. Water temperature up there was already, pushing 90, you know. Yeah. It was hot. Yeah. It was real hot up in that shallow grass, hard-packed sand. It gets warm up there in a hurry. And with full sun yesterday, we didn't have a whole lot of cloud cover. It was pretty clear. Earlier this week, we were fortunate enough to have a little bit more cloud cover because of that front that blew in, all those little storms, thunderstorms that came in our region. We were able to have those higher, real thin clouds. It allowed for some cloud cover, which I love. I like having a little bit of overcast, a little bit of cloud cover, kind of in the early mornings. You know, you can really get away with throwing those darker profile baits. Water's a little bit chalky, you know, it's chalky from the night before. You know, it's, you know, in the evenings it's been blowing, like I said, pretty consistently all through till, you know, night. And when I say consistently, it's like maybe 12 to 15 at the most, and then it'll die down in the morning. But usually when we get right out there, that water's a little bit chalky. And so we've been throwing those darker profile baits. But lures have been on the topic of discussion this week. And one of my clients, we got to talking about older models of lures. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what were some of those vintage lures that y'all used to throw back in, you know, back in those days?
Man, you know, this time of year, we pretty much, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, spoons were real big back then. Mm-hmm. You know, these fish really reacted good. But we didn't have, you know, these shad type soft plastics and all that. We had to kind of imitate shad schools by throwing spoons.
Right.
You know, one day it'd be a bronze, one day it'd be a gold, and you know, if the water got real clean and clear early in the morning, you'd want a silver spoon with a white bucktail. And then naturally we had our mirror lures. Mirror lure was the big deal. I mean, that, especially for big bites. And I mean, that's pretty much the way it was. And then the soft plastics came along and we died and went to heaven with those as far as numbers of fish and big fish too. A lot of people think, you know, soft plastics catch a lot of fish, but they don't catch many big fish. Well, that's a myth. Soft plastics do catch big fish, but
they do.
We're in this time of year now that I'm looking forward to fishing with plugs again. You know, get off soft plastics.
Sir.
It gets old after a while, and you want something different change. You want to feel that good thump and hard bite. You know, with your double D's and your corkies and mirror lures and hot rods and lilies, all of it. It's all fun. Just depends on the fish. Let them tell you what you're going to throw and stick
I
with
know it.
It. You know, you know the drill. Hey,
I know
it's
the drill.
Not rocket science. We're catching, you know, a slimy old trout and redfish.
Yeah, and they can be picky sometimes in the mornings. That's why I always tell my guys, you know, in the morning when I've got like four guys, I've got three or four, I always tell them, hey, why don't we throw different profiles first thing in the morning? I'll throw, you know, you want to throw a plastic, you want to throw a paddle tail, somebody throw a rat tail, somebody throw a topwater, somebody throw a, you know, suspending twitch bait. Let's feel them out, see what they want. Because sometimes in the morning, they can be a little finicky sometimes.
You know, I think about all the trips I've run over the years. And, you know, early morning's fine. You got to be the first one out there, that kind of deal. I get all that. But usually about 7:30 to 9:30, that's when that really crazy bite will come, especially on big fish. For whatever reason, don't get me lying, but I've just seen that so many more times than not.
Right.
And then that midday when everything's looking real lull and you're just going, man, it's not looking good, and then you hop out and make another wade and you stumble up on a school of big ones, you know, big girl beat down. That's the way it works.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Well, I got the roll, my friend. If, Rihanna, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Baffin and then Mansfield later in the winter, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach me at 361-296-5400. Give me a call. Let's go make a wade in Baffin or Mansfield. I'll be ready.
Yeah, and, you know, Cliff said the same thing. I was talking to him yesterday, and he said it looks like it's really going to be a good winter.
I believe so. I believe so, too, Mickey. I think it's going to be stellar.
All right, girl. Well, you take care. Keep fishing, fish hard, catch some more good ones. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Rihanna, thank you. See you later. All right.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, it's time for another break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off.
In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:38 here in the Bayou City. It's a little bit before shooting time. Let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with our good friend Captain Bink Grimes on the last day of teal season, live from the blind. Good morning, Bink.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, we're good, man. How are you?
Last day. I'm kind of got a little wind today. Feels pretty good. Excellent.
Well, that's good. You got a little breeze. That'll work. You didn't have much yesterday morning.
You showing like 10 to 12 down here right now?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
That's what it looks like to me. Like. 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. You're right on.
So, it hasn't been there's you right here. It hasn't been yesterday. I think we
dropped.
Still wasn't what I wanted.
Right.
Golly. Yeah, you hear? I'm sorry. That's all right. Different part of the marsh.
It faded, but did it pick up after I talked to you?
Man, just a little bit. It still was not what I wanted, but we ended up shooting a few, but it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't what I expected either. It just thought we're going to get a lot more traffic than what we had yesterday. We did before. There's birds working off through here this morning.
Yeah.
And it hadn't, the prairie, man, the rice prairie, rice belt was not real strong yesterday as well. It seems like they're murdering isolated pockets, you know, just not covered up on the coast like we like. I think a little earlier, the second week when we had all the second week of September is when we had all those birds off that moon and then they just left. But
right.
There's isolated pockets, but I'm telling you that the wind hadn't blown this hard down here this whole time.
It's picked up here. I just checked the wind around here, and it's east northeast at our jetty at 17, Eagle Point's 15. Yeah. So
that's what we kind of expected when it was going to come in on Thursday, you know. Kind of hoping for that, you know.
Right.
This is really the first time. But you just go with it. But the prairie, you know, that's kind of the barometer of the teal season. The prairie, the rice prairie, it's been subpar up there. You know, I used to hunt it a whole bunch, but I've just got so many guys that are friends of mine, and you kind of tell me what's going on up there and saying, man, it's because I kind of know if they're loaded up, they're usually going to bang them back and forth from the coast to the prairie. And it just happened.
Yeah.
About yesterday, it'll probably happen tomorrow or it might happen today. You just never know. So you just keep going, but it might happen tomorrow and all next week. So. Because the big brunt of them haven't got here. They just haven't.
No. A lot of people are going, they already came through before they opened
it.
No, they haven't.
No, they hadn't. And even the birds we shot yesterday were hens too. So they haven't come through yet. So, but we might be. Here's the first one in the decoys. You kidding? Let's see here. What time is it?
6:42 here.
42. Yeah. I think we need to shoot with 30 seconds, right?
I think 30 seconds.
30 seconds. 30 seconds to post time. So, that's kind of, but you just one of those years.
Yeah, I'm hearing it from, you know, a lot of guys are just, you know, they're just not, they're not here yet.
And it's a kind of a, everybody really wanted to bang them, wanted it, you know, really, really good, because they had just a bad taste in their mouth from last duck season. The last duck season was probably the slowest overall that Texas.
Yeah, overall,
a long time.
It was off.
A long time, no doubt.
Yeah,
a long, long time. I mean, we had a really good season. It wasn't stellar, but it was really good, and it was really, really good compared to everybody else, you know. But as a whole, man, there's a lot of folks that just did not see, you know, on some good dirt, you know, just established waterfowl ground, and man, they just never showed up. And that was through Arkansas too, Louisiana, everything, you know. So,
yeah,
so everybody kind of wanted to get
nest on the ground last year.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to kind of get the bad taste out of their mouth from last year, kill season, and it didn't happen. I mean, you know, like I said, there's isolated. There's some guys that had some really good hunts, but overall, you know, when you check the pulse of everybody, it wasn't what
like fishing, man. You have lean years and stellar years, and same thing.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, we're on the uptick on that, you know, here in Matagorda, as far as the fishing wise, we like what's going on right now. It's
pretty damn good. Slow till season, them poor ducks are going to catch hell on a real opener, regular season.
November 1st. It'll happen. Everybody
be popping out of the woodwork, brother.
Yeah, fishing was good again yesterday. I don't know if you talked to anybody today this morning, but
no, not from
really
your
all,
area. But it was good, huh?
They got them early, and then it kind of quit, and then had another bite at about 10:30, and got after them. So it was
good.
It was a good day yesterday. Yeah, we had them. We had them teal hunting. We had them fishing. We had them strung out everywhere yesterday. So.
Well, that's good. You're busy, you know.
That's been a good year.
Heck yeah.
It has. It has been a good year. And the sheer number of fishermen on the, you know, have not. Here we go right here to the deep one. Cut it. There's one. Yep. Oh, we're off the donut hole, Mickey.
That's it, man. That's hey.
It's all downhill from there. Shoot on the area tonight.
Was there a lot of hunters out yesterday? Did you hear a lot of shooting around you?
Yeah, but not. You know, for a little while, there was, for a little while, it wasn't stellar. You know, I saw more birds in the air at about 8:15 yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me feel pretty good about today already. It's better than traffic's already better this morning than what it was yesterday. But I mean, it was, there was a lot of birds high yesterday because we stayed a little longer, you know, just waiting, hoping. And they were coming from the heavens and just, you know, circling, and then we would sit down. But there was a lot more traffic than, say, 8:15 to 9 o'clock yesterday than there was from daylight to 8, you know. That means that might be, you know, when those birds are high. And that's the thing, since the season started, I haven't seen any high birds at all until yesterday.
Right.
That tells you, you know, just hadn't that. So that's what I was kind of made me feel a little bit better about today. Shoot the, at least the high birds moving. That means those are migrating birds, you know, most of the time. So.
year.
Let's burn some powder, man. Let's
Yeah. We're in a good spot. They'll decoy a little bit better when it gets light. It's still dark, but they better take those shots right now because you don't know how long they're going to fly. we don't wait on such a season like it's been. We're going to get real aggressive.
If it flies, it dies, man. Throw some at it.
There's another one. I helped on that one.
There's a dust off.
I guess we ain't got to watch baseball anymore, do we, Mickey?
Well, not really. I turned them off when he put all the juniors in last night, and I said, I'm going to get me some sleep.
I didn't even watch it because when I saw that Cleveland won, I said, well, they're done now.
Well, I was watching. I had both games going. Stros had just started, and I've been watching the Cleveland game. I just call them Cleveland now instead of the Guardians. I like their old name the best. I'll always remember them for that. But no,
I think
like,
our president wants to change it back.
Yeah,
wants to change their name. What was that? The mascot's name was. That was one of the best looking logos there was.
It was.
What was it?
Well, plus they, made all those movies, baseball movies about the Cleveland Indians, Major League 1 and 2. That was classic. Still is, huh?
That's what I say. Boy, he came from a long ways high.
Have you seen any big flocks of birds this year? Has it mostly been onesies, twosies, threes, fours?
Yes.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people, too. It's not no big flocks of 20s and 30s.
I saw bigger flocks, like I said yesterday, from 8:15 to 9 that didn't really work us. They worked the marsh, and they were just kind of didn't really work us. Like, I wanted them. That was really – there were some 20s and 25s, but I haven't decoyed.
We lose him.
Down 20. That's normal. Did you lose him?
Well, just for a brief moment.
That's abnormal. We haven't done that.
Well, it's been that kind of year.
It is. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. We're going to keep going no matter what.
I remember some of those teal seasons where, man, you'd have a bunch of good shooters in the blind with you, and, man, you get two or three flocks of those 20 and 30 birds, and, man, the hunt was over in 10 minutes. It was crazy.
10 minutes, yep. Guys,
I kind of like singles and doubles coming in and then dusting them off like that. It just kind of makes the hunt go on a little better till mid-morning, then you get your birds and leave.
And a decoy. Cutty. Good shot. Good shot.
One shot, one kill.
Mm-hmm. And, we're getting three pintails this year. So I'm kind of anxious to see how that goes.
Well, everybody in Port O'Connor area will love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, even last year, with as slow as the hunting was, I didn't see near the pintails, last year. But I'm thinking, man. That could get really, really ugly with three or four man groups, with 12 bull spreads.
Oh, yeah. Make some pretty straps.
Good. that could get ugly quick.
When it was one pintail, I mean, they'd just eat you up. I'm going, man, look at all these pintails coming in, big flights of them, and we can only get one.
And it worried us too when you'd at daylight, and you'd have a.
Oh, it'd scare you. Everybody'd go off. You'd go, boy, I hope we didn't shoot one too many.
I couldn't call the shot,
Right.
The thing. I couldn't call the shot because I could pick one out, but I just they'd be on top of you, and you know, you go, oh shoot, and there's nothing you can do, you know, and it's hard, man. Why didn't we shoot at those? Well, we're not going, you know, we don't shoot four of them, one a piece, and man, I mean, that's when 100 of them dancing on top of you, like,
yeah,
shooting at one, and then you shoot through the other bunch, you know, and you got them gimped up everywhere.
Oh, we've seen that, man.
Yeah, you've seen that.
Boy, howdy. Remember when you couldn't shoot a canvas back, and boy, that big old juicy fat canvas back come rolling in, everybody's wanting to pull the trigger on it and going, no, don't shoot. Yeah. That's a can. Can't shoot a can.
Now we can shoot two apiece now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a fine bird.
Boy, they're so majestic in flight. They are so cool.
Man, I used to hear the old timers talk about, you know, on the bay, there's millions of them back in the day.
Did I lose you?
No, we're good.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We got one more minute. Y'all need to get another volley off.
Yeah, we do.
The action's like 10 times better than yesterday this time.
10 times better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get another duck hunter if I pull that off again.
How many hunters you got to blame with right this morning?
Cut them now.
Dang. That sounds good.
Yeah, that was good.
Cool. All right, Bink. I got to fade out, buddy. I'm glad you're having a lot better hunt today. I'm enjoying that. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing, hunting, lodging up, whole nine yards. Give them some info, brother.
MatagorCenterHoundLodge.com, 979-241-1705.
All right, buddy.
Y'all everybody have a good Sunday.
Hey, thanks, Bink. Y'all have fun out there. Y'all be safe.
See you later.
Take care. All right, that's Live from the Blind with Captain Bink Grimes. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back Thursday morning, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.